Okay, we're doing the Avat Chesed. We begin our learning with a few minutes of learning the laws of doing kindness. And the Chafetz Chaim had been discussing the harmful effects of stinginess. So the Chafetz Chaim had said that when a person withholds his mercy from others, the Torah compares that with a person who does not have the yoke of heaven. V'gamze gufa. We're up to the second section, the 10th chapter. V'gamze gufa she'inenu chomeru mu'achem alish tsaru matzok be'et onyo. And this mere fact that he does not have compassion, he doesn't have mercy for someone else who's in a dire straits, hu avon plili. That in and of itself is a sin. Re'ema she'katu v'edya b'shmuel. Look at what it says in the book of Shmuel. We're going to learn this. Kshebad natan le David v'amar lo, ech shelara she'ara kivsa achat ktana. David sinned. David took Bathsheba. Natan, the prophet, comes and gives him an allegory. He tells him a story. And he tells him there was once a poor man. He had one sheep. The sheep, he'd drink its milk. She'd sleep in bed with him and keep him warm. And she was like the family pet. And then a wealthy guy had a meal. And he had a guest come over suddenly, unexpectedly. He didn't want to slaughter any of his own animals. He went to his poor neighbor, grabbed his sheep from under him, slaughtered it and fed it to his guests. So David, when he heard that, said, that guy deserves the death penalty. That guy, he's going to pay five times for what he did. So Natan begins by telling David the story. He tells him about this poor man that has only one sheep, and in spite of his great poverty, he raised that sheep. Mipito achla, they didn't have animal feed. She'd eat from his bread. Umikoso shatita, and they drank from the same cup. Uva achad begazal mimenu shchata, and then someone comes and takes it forcibly from him and slaughters it. Upasak David v'amal, and over this act of cruelty that stems from stinginess, the wealthy man did not want to slaughter his own animal. So when he takes the poor man's animal, David declares, Chay Hashem, I swear by God, kiven mavet hu haisha oseh zot. Whoever does that deserves the death penalty. Ve'al, why? Because that he took the man's sheep, because he took it by force, and David's punchline, ve'al ashaloch amal, and because he did not have mercy. So David says, the following are the reasons why he deserves the death penalty. Because he did not have mercy is the final point. Hamitbonen sham bakra, whoever takes a good look at that pasuk, yir'eh will note, de'ikar ha'onesh anasholem mitah, that the prime punishment of death, that David declared that man deserves the death penalty, hu ala sholoch amal aleani. That's because he didn't have mercy. Because for the theft, David already said, I'll make him pay four times, five times for the sheep. David already said he'd make him pay for the theft. So after David says that, why does David declare he gets a death penalty? It must be that goes with the next part of the pasuk, because he didn't have mercy over the poor man. Ve'ad kama anu tzichim nitbonen tamid b'mikra hazeh. And Chafetz Chaim added a footnote. I guess this was a second printing. He says, we have to review this pasuk, ki ma'asim ke'elu shel meniat achemna matzui. Because it's found that a person has opportunities and he withholds his mercy in those opportunities. Bavonotenu arabim, among our many sins, b'chama alfei inyanim, how many thousands of opportunities, thousands of things come our way, where we could be merciful, and we withhold the mercy. And this pasuk should arouse us and remind us of our responsibility to show mercy. Umikra ze nokev ve'yored ad ha'tehom. And this verse, says the Chafetz Chaim, is piercing. It goes down to the depths of the point. Yeah, that for not having mercy, David declared the guy deserves the death penalty. The next line, Natan tells him, you're the man. I'm talking about you. And David really gets the punishments, as we will, Bezrat Hashem, learn in our Shmuel class.